is Thursday, June 25th, 2015. This is episode 122.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and iPhone photography. I am Matt Hoffman.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And joining us this week, we have Maud Byrne. Maud, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Excellent. Thank you. And we are Joe-less this week. Joe and his family welcome their fourth child into the world this evening. Mark, you seem to know.
Well, that's not the right one.
Oops. Mark, you know a little bit more details about this. Why don't you fill us in on that?
You got it. Cora Grace is their daughter, and she was born at 6:54 p.m. today, Eastern Time. She is 9 pounds, 3 ounces, 20.5 inches, and she was brought into this world by inducing labor by watching a Pauly Shore movie.
That's interesting. And just for our Australian friends, that would have been she would have been born around 8 a.m. on Friday, your time.
Yeah.
And for those Australian fans, that's 52.07 centimeters.
Oh, wow. There you go. Wow. Look at you.
I don't think that's accurate. Yeah, actually, it might be.
I asked Google.
Oh, cool.
Right on.
All righty.
And to translate, she was induced into labor by watching a, what is it, Young Einstein movie. That's the translation. Pauly Shore equals Yahoo Serious, right?
Exactly.
We'll have to look into that one.
Yeah, more research is needed.
I kept bugging him about because they were saying that they were ready to have the baby anytime. And about Monday, I'm like, look, all you need to do is pop in a Pauly Shore movie, and it'll be so uncomfortable that the baby will want out. She will want to – she will rush her way out. Like, we're talking aliens belly burst. That's how fast she'll get out. And he's like, no. So it took him, like, all week before they actually did it.
You know, I heard – and I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that, like, the CIA and stuff was using – Pauly Shore movies in their, like, terrorist interrogations.
Yeah, and until the Geneva Convention told them, you got to stop that. That's that's a good
cruel and unusual.
It is cruel and unusual, and it's horrible stuff, and it's not one of our proudest moments in this country.
Well, I have a feeling that, like, someday in the future, like, when we have to start kind of doing like what the British did, like, back in the day, where they would send all the prisoners to, like, an island like Australia or whatever, I think we're going to go back to that model, but it's going to be like Pauly Shore Island.
Well, it's going to be hard to do because they you know how they just dispose of toxic waste by putting it underground, vaulting it under, like, salt bunkers and all that stuff. That's where they're storing the Pauly Shore movies, and they're trying to keep it away from humanity. They're doing their best to keep it away from everybody.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that falling into the wrong hands.
No, because we had. I mean, if you remember a few years ago when like 20 people died by watching that Carrot Top movie, it was yeah, never forget, never forget. But this is about iPhone photography, not catastrophes in the world. It's a happy occasion. Congratulations, Joe.
Oh, well, that's awesome. And it's on the day we're recording the episode. It's like it was meant to be somehow. I don't know. I don't know how. Never mind.
I joked with them saying that, oh, she was born early, so you have time to jump onto the podcast, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought, you know, the hard part's out of the way.
Right?
It's all just coasting from here on out.
This is child number 4 for Joe.
Yeah, I mean,
he truly does not like sleep.
Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine.
I have 2 and I'm tearing my hair out.
I mean, I'm the oldest of 4 and I still can't imagine.
my hair is already gray from the two that I have. I have like the what's it called? Who's that guy? Reed Richards from the Fantastic Four. I have those stripes in my hair already.
That's pretty cool.
Kind of. It's not. It's expanding, so I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know. The government's coming for you now.
There you go.
All righty. Well, I think on the episode today, we were going to talk about the is it the Foldio?
Yes, that finally came in the mail. That Kickstarter finally paid off for me. And you want to go ahead and start with that?
Let's do that. Sure.
Focus point.
That's good because I was already pressing the button to start the audio. So the Foldio came in. This is the Foldio 2. It's a much bigger version than the Foldio 1. I don't know what the size difference is, but I think it's a considerably bigger size. It is, in short, really, really awesome. It makes photographing product shots really easy with the iPhone. The LEDs that it comes with are really nice. It's an adjustable brightness that you could do. And mine came with two LED strips to put inside. I don't know if that's a standard feature, but the Kickstarter that I was part of got a lot of perks to it because they exceeded goals. And it was... It was cool. It was worth the wait, I guess. I personally hate waiting for things like this, but you know, Kickstarters are Kickstarters. And
cool. So this is a portable light box with like a seamless white background. Is that correct?
You have the choice of different backgrounds. You have white, you have green, black, and gray for backgrounds, and. Yes, it's a seamless background, whatever color you're using.
Cool. Which one did you get?
I got them all.
So you're gonna like green screen that?
I could do total green screening. I could do can't do blue screening, unfortunately, but that's okay. I don't know what I'm gonna use the gray for. The black might come in handy too.
Now, what do you think you'll be doing with this thing mostly?
I'm going to play around with Lego photography.
Oh, okay. That's never been done before.
No, not at all. And I'm going to try to do some product photography as well, just to kind of, you know, see what I can do with that. Because I've never done product photography before.
We should change it up. Do a little bit of Playmobil.
Yeah. I'd have to buy those, and I don't feel like it. Those are expensive. Legos are
they are
enough.
Expensive too.
So I'll tell you, something like this would have came in handy for me like probably about 6-7 years ago when a lady that I knew was making jewelry and she needed photos for her website or whatever at the time. And somehow she wrote me into doing pictures for her. And, you know, I didn't have an iPhone at that point in time. But I got to tell you, man, that type of photography is really hard to do if you don't have like the proper setup.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I had like some sort of black fabric like draped over a chair or something, I don't know. And I just kind of laid the jewelry, you know, on the chair as close to the edge of the chair as I could get so that I could kind of have the background go to a blur, and you know, it was just black, but I didn't have like good lighting, and you could kind of tell that it, you know, it didn't look seamless. I couldn't quite get the exposure right to make it look seamless. And what else was I? Oh, the other thing that I was doing was I was trying to get like fancier than I should have been. I think I had a piece of glass that I had put down that I laid the jewelry on. So I also had like the like reflections, which looked cool for the jewelry, but not cool because of the lights.
Yeah.
You know, so that is really tricky, and something like this just would have made it 1,000 times easier.
I'm sharing the link to the Foldio 2 in the chat room, and I'll also include it in the show notes. But yeah, this light box is extremely easy to use too. One of the brilliant things about the design is that it's held. You could unfold it, and magnets will catch into place, and the whole thing will stay up because of the magnets. And then disassembling is easy. Just, you know, make sure the magnet, you know, just pull the magnets away, and it just folds right up. So, really, really cool design. It's a pretty sturdy material. I don't know what kind of material it is. It's kind of like a, it, not so much a plastic. You know that material that you have that usually comes with like a top for your speed lights? You know, those diffusers? It feels like it's made of that.
So it's like a Lexan kind of plastic.
Yes.
Gotcha. So it's not made out of just cut out paper plates.
Exactly. It actually has a really good design to it. It's translucent enough to let in light if you wanted to do additional lighting. But the LEDs are strong enough that it can handle it. It's perfect.
This is a very cool looking little doodad, and I think I might enjoy having one of these. Hint, hint, if anyone wants to get me a gift.
Right now you can pre-order on their website. I don't know what it's looking like as far as like turnaround time, because right now they're really overwhelmed with their Kickstarter fulfillments. I mean, God, I don't even remember. I think it was either end of last year, beginning of this year that I did this. I'll have to look into that. It just seems like it's been forever. It was supposed to be fulfilled in March, and it just took him that long to get everything together. They just had so much issues with the production that it just took him this long.
Now, do you have the Foldio app?
I don't. I was just using the standard. I was using the standard camera on the native camera app on the iPhone, and I was also using my Fuji camera to photograph stuff. And all of it came out fine. Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to use your DSLR for product shots, that's totally cool too. I mean, it's the same rules applying to this. I mean, simple photography, and it lights everything up nice and evenly, and it looks like something right out of a, you know, something you'd see on Amazon.com, you know, without violating a copyright or patent infringement, I think.
Yes. It's a very cool little product. I'm very intrigued by it. I think maybe I'm like you. I hate waiting for stuff. So maybe once it's more readily available, I'll visit it. Because I hate to order something and then, like, just wonder when the heck it's going to come.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I was extremely impatient, as previous episodes show, that I really wanted this thing, and I mean, it's worth it. It's worth the money. I think I paid $65 for the Kickstarter. I don't know how much it's going to be in the real world. The previous version was $59. I think this one's going to be $69, maybe $79, and I think it's worth it. It's easy enough to use. It's comes in a nice portable traveling case, it's like a cloth bag that you could throw everything in. $75, James in the chat room says, and I think it's worth it. It's a good price, and yeah.
So you said it comes with a bag.
Comes with a bag, yeah.
You totally need to make a. Like a little commercial for this thing, and like where it shows like somebody smiling and like placing it in like their suitcase or you know what I'm talking about, like those goofy infomercials, you know, where something just comes in like some cheap bag, but everyone's so happy about it.
Oh man, totally.
I don't know why I'm making fun of this. I think it's a cool product.
It is cool. I tried making a YouTube video of it, but my video quality was Not that great. Yes, I am going to make a YouTube video again. Here's the problem. I was making the YouTube video with my iPhone because, you know, it's a tiny shutter. I have to record everything with my iPhone or iPad. And I got a phone call in the middle of it. And so I'm like, oh, crap. I forgot to put it into airplane mode. So I put everything back and, you know, finished my phone call and went back to recording, and it just didn't record properly after that. I don't know what the hell went wrong. So do it in the Ives voice. I'll see what I could do.
Yeah, I think like now you're just – that's just a given. You just have to do that.
Right on. All right, I'll see what I can do. But yeah, I think next week on Wednesday I'll have time to record a product review of it. And right now I'm assembling some of my Legos, or my daughter's Legos right now. And we'll see what happens.
Cool. So we didn't do like we normally do in the beginning of the show where Joe asks us all what we've been up to. But I can assume from, you know, everything we just talked about that that's what you've been up to.
Yeah, I've just been playing with this. Any chance that I get, it's I'll have to share some photos. I think I've shared one of them on Instagram, but I'll have to share more.
Very cool. Well, let's see here.
What have you been up to?
I have been up to all kinds of fun stuff. Let me backtrack a little bit. So last Friday, on my way home from work, I saw some smoke, like thick black smoke coming from near downtown Canton. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I should go check that out. So I got off the highway, drove over there, and I saw fire trucks and everything. And I found this alley that they didn't have blocked off. So I drove down this alley, was able to park my car in like some parking lot that was there, and got out and pretty much walked right up to this garage that was on fire. And I'm like just right there next to the fire trucks. No one said a word to me. And I took like some couple videos and some photos. And then I was like, oh man, I really should have had my moment lens. So I walked back to my car, grabbed moment lens, went back over and just shot tons of videos and took tons of pictures of, you know, the firefighters fighting this fire. And it was super cool. I probably stayed there for like an hour, I would say. And, you know, it was, I guess it was a pretty considerable fire. I could only see like a little bit of flames because the fire was like in a garage, and the garage had 15-foot tall block walls.
Yeah.
But at one point, one of the block walls started to crack, and like smoke was pouring out this crack, and the firefighters were in their ladder trucks and they're spraying water down from like way up on the ladder, and it was really cool. It was shooting water everywhere. So, you know, I got all these pictures and I got all these videos and everything. And it's kind of like, well, you know, what do I do with this stuff? I mean, I could edit the, I can edit the pictures and, you know, I'll share them on our iPhonography page on Facebook and, you know, Instagram and all that kind of stuff. But what about the videos? Like, what do I do? You know, I have all these video clips and I just wanted to figure out like a cool way to like edit it and put it together. And that's when I thought, you know what? I should give this service called Animoto a try. And, I don't know if anyone knows what Animoto is. They've been around for kind of a while. And what it is, it's a service that it started out as like a way to make kind of like these really cool slideshows. Like you would, you know, upload a bunch of photos and they had just these crazy, I don't know what you would even call it, like not really a theme, but just kind of like these crazy ways of transitioning the photos from one to the next. And it would make some like really unique looking slideshows. And since then it's kind of progressed into like, you could have video clips and, you know, you put music in and stuff, and they have like all these different themes and everything. So, you know, I selected all my pictures, I selected all my videos, and it kind of does a lot of the editing for you. It sort of selects like the first 10 seconds of your video clip, but you could, you know, if there's like a different part of the video that's more interesting, you could edit your videos so it just plays like the part that you want it to play. And then it'll just kind of mash it all up and generate a video for you. And if you don't, you could preview it. And then if you don't like the way it turned out, you could just have it like redo it and it'll come up with something completely different. And it's like totally random every time, it's different. So since all my stuff was of a fire, they have like a fire theme. And it's basically, it's almost like your slideshow's playing like within a frame kind of, and it's animated. So there's like flames and there's smoke and everything. And I put some music to it and stuff. So I've kind of been hanging on to it this week because I wasn't 100% sure if I liked it or not. But I think I'm going to post it on our Facebook page and kind of get an idea of what people think of it. But definitely a fun little service. And I actually made a couple other videos too. I've been taking just different things where I have like a lot of pictures and videos that are all related. Like when I went to the Georgia Aquarium last month and just kind of, you know, putting all that stuff together into videos. And then I think I might do another one of my sister's wedding.
Nice.
And that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. So I'll put some stuff together to share with everybody and kind of see what people think. But right now they have like an app that you could, you know, put on your iPhone. So I've been doing all this stuff just on the iPhone, which is I guess why I'm even talking about this. But you could also, you know, get on your, you know, your computer or whatever and sign up and you could do all this stuff on your computer and everything. And they have just like,
real quick, is this a free app?
Yes, it is. So it's kind of limited if you use it as a free app. They're kind of adopting like the Adobe model, you know, with these like subscription kind of things.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know what free gets you. In fact, I'm not even sure if they do free beyond like a 14-day free trial, to tell you the truth. I don't remember what all you could do in like the app for your phone for free. I decided to try it out and I picked the lowest price tier, which is $9.99 a month, which sounds expensive, but I'm going to kind of see how many videos I end up making and then decide in a couple months if it's worth it or not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like locked into any amount of time or whatever. I could cancel whenever I want, but basically that gets you like HD quality video. It gets you like 50 different, like styles or themes. There's like 500, music tracks that you could pick. If you kind of go to like the higher tiers, at the end of the video you could add your own logo, but as it stands for me right now at like the very end it shows like the Animoto logo.
Yeah,
so like, you know, you can't lie to people and be like, yeah, I did this all by myself. But you could, you know, you could save the videos to your camera roll. You could share them, you know, on whatever, YouTube, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. It's a lot of
try.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to play with. So that's primarily what I've been up to. Actually, just an aside. So I had that experience with a fire and the fire department here in Canton on Friday. And then on Saturday evening, my neighbors that lived directly across the street from me had a fire in their house. So we were out to eat and we could come home and there's a fire engine parked right in front of my driveway. And my son was very excited about it. And my wife nearly had a heart attack because she thought our house was on fire. But it turned out to be the neighbors, and it's minimal damage, everybody's fine or whatever, but I ended up getting to take more pictures of fire trucks.
Hold on for just one moment. I am seeing that the chat channel is saying that they can't hear us.
Huh.
Tell them to open their ears.
But James just asked about the fires, so he clearly can hear us.
He wants to know if you're starting the fires, Matt.
No. I have a pretty solid alibi. I was definitely, most definitely out to eat with my family.
He didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world was turning.
Yeah, actually...
Dave chimed in. We didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Okay, I think they could hear us now.
Wait
a minute. How can you say the audio when you just said the... came with a witty comment?
I don't know. Who knows? Everybody's confused. We don't have Joe, so everybody's confused tonight.
Well, now I'm really confused because I'm the one who's monitoring this stuff. Speaking of fires. Guys, I don't know what to tell you, although you're not hearing this at all. I'm showing that Mixler's showing this. All right, you know what? I'm going to hang on for a second. I'm going to do some editing to this audio, I guess.
I can hear it on Mixler.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's one way I could try it.
All right. Yeah.
This is going to get weird. Yep, I hear it too. Hey, Tiffany just joined us. And she's listening on her iPhone and she could hear us.
Okay, well, you know what? If you guys all hear it, then that's fine. So they'll just have to listen to the audio show if they can't hear us. All right, carry on.
Yeah, that's all. Just a little bit of a oh crap moment on Saturday night, but it turned out everything was fine and I got to take more pictures of fire trucks 2 days in a row up nice. Close and personal.
Those were some pretty sweet pictures too. I really dig.
Yeah, I do have a few more to share that I haven't posted yet. So yeah, that's about it for me. Now I'm just trying to find more interesting stuff to photograph here, but it's tough. Ohio's tough.
I've been trying to find more local places to photograph. Since I can't travel very far at the moment, you know, trying to find some interesting places in and about the area. That's been tough. I'm trying to explore places that I've never been to in my hometown. And it's been hard. Maud, what have you been up to with photography?
I have come to the Tiny Shutter podcast. Does that count?
That'll do.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I've had my nose in the computer doing programming, and it's been kind of obscuring most everything for the last week and a half.
How's that coming along?
I'm doing it right now, if that tells you anything. I'll probably be doing it for the next few hours as well.
Well, we're going on our camping trip pretty soon. So.
Oh, I can't wait.
What are you looking forward to photographing the most with your iPhone?
I don't know. We're going to a new spot, so I really don't know the area up there as much. We're going to have to kind of do a little bit of sightseeing, see what we can find. Although, I guess it's not too far from areas that I are familiar with. So, but I don't know. We'll see what we see when we get up there. We're on the edge of a glacial lake in New Hampshire, so it's gotta be something we can take pictures of.
Yeah. Wait, where are you going?
We are going. What's the place called?
White Lake. White Lake Campground in just south of North Conway, I believe.
Oh, wow. I don't know
exactly how far south, but...
That's pretty far south.
Is it far south?
It's about a half-hour drive.
Well, that's not far, considering it's going to take 2 hours to get there. But in any event, yeah, the I've only seen a couple pictures on their website of what, you know, White Lake looks like, but I'm excited to go. They've got a trail, I believe, that goes around the lake. I don't know. Now I've looked at so many campgrounds, I've been getting confused in my head, but it looks promising. It looks like there'll be lots of potentials for taking pictures up there. My you know type
what
of
it
pictures.
Doesn't look like? A white lake.
This is true.
There's no white in that lake at all. Makes me wonder how it got its name.
All right, so I'm checking it out here. Yeah, that's not really their Conway or North Conway at all, actually.
No?
I think not it's really. Just north of Winnipesaukee.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like right in between Winnipesaukee and North Conway. Anyway, that's a very cool area, so I'm super jealous.
Have fun. It is a cool area.
Can you come?
I'm going to go with no. When is that? This coming weekend?
No, it's in August.
We're going in August? Yeah. Oh, well, that changes things.
August 21st? The weekend around there? Whatever's the weekend around there?
It's going to be Thursday to Sunday.
Oh, that means no show.
That actually would be worth my while then.
Yeah. You could come with us to Storyland.
Wow. Okay. So you're saying
I can't tell if that was a wow yay or a wow sarcastic. Or maybe it was just a wow. Let me give myself a moment to think if that was actually exciting or not.
Oh, James in the chat room asks, is there a pick of the week? There is going to be a pick of the week. I just need permission from Joe because it's going to be a picture of him holding his new baby girl.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I still need to ask.
Oh.
You need to ask because you need to ask the mother.
Yeah, he needs to ask mommy.
Right.
So that's going to... That's going to grace our pages. But in every other week, we are always looking through our Tiny Shutter feed on Instagram. Use hashtag Tiny Shutter to check them out. And we, on a semi-weekly basis, whenever we do a show, really apologize for the past couple of weeks. We always select one to grace our website as our... What is it called? Cover
post
art.
Post pick of the week. Oh, okay.
We call it post pick of the week, and it celebrates you guys photographing, and it is glorious. You guys have already contributed over 30,000 images, and that number keeps rising.
And let me edit what you just said. It celebrates you guys photographing unless one of us has a baby. Am I right?
You were totally right.
All right. I just like our listeners to know the truth.
God, I'm just trying to think. I'm not having any more kids anymore. I'm stressing that. I need to visit the doctor to do the old snip snip.
Ooh, tell me how that goes.
You got it, man. They gave me a lollipop at the end, and it was awesome. So that leaves you, Matt. Are you planning on having any more kids?
No, sir.
All really?
No. So I would say from here on out, there's a good chance, James, that you could be picked for post pick of the week.
All you need to do is take a picture of Joe and his kid. And you're a shoo-in. Right on.
Very cool.
So I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to crack open a bottle of champagne in Joe's honor.
I cracked open a chocolate peanut butter porter.
Oh, holy shit. That sounds awesome.
Chocolate peanut butter porter?
Yeah, it's called It's called Sweet Baby Jesus.
That is awesome. You know what? That's fitting because Joe likes Jesus.
And babies, apparently.
And babies, apparently. It's perfect.
Yeah, some thought went into this.
That's
actually a lie. No thought went into that whatsoever. That's just what I had in the fridge.
Oh my God, I want this. I wonder if they sell it over here. I don't drink Bud, James. There's no Bud in my refrigerator. Bud Light is off limits. Oh my God, we're diving into total chaos here. We better end the show. It's been such a crazy day today. We've been, we got the text earlier. I got a text earlier saying that Joe's wife is in labor. I'm like, okay, all right. Good thoughts, energy. And then shortly after that, what was it? At close to 8 o'clock, we got the message. Yep, she's done. Baby's out. It's all good. I'm like, oh, all right, right on. So
yeah, and they're very nonchalant about that too. They're already just like back to normal.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure his wife is cooking dinner.
Oh, they're hardcore.
They're all hardcore. Oh yeah, they do it at home and all that. No problems. No fuss, no muss. Well, that doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean.
God bless them. That's they take family seriously. Screw you, Duggars. I got that name right, the Duggars.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
Good. I think. I don't know.
Joe's family may lack the numbers, but they have the fortitude. So, boom! I just dropped the mic.
Okay. Well, on that note, maybe some ending music would be in order.
I think that would be great, but let's...
Where people could find us.
Right. That would be
helpful. Mark.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
You could find me on Instagram. I am That Polish Photographer, and I am mostly Marcus on Twitter.
And Maude, where can people find you?
You can get weekly doses of me by listening to the Tiny Shutter podcast.
The Piney Shutter podcast is the other show that Mud is on.
Yes, and, that one too.
That's his woodworking channel.
I like that. Cool. And if you guys are so inclined, you could find me on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Right on. And once again, congratulations to Joe and your growing army of people.
Yes.
I got nothing.
No, he's soon going to take over the world.
Oh, no doubt. And just to honor Joe and his new girl, I will play an old soundbite of my daughter.
Oh, no. That's messy.
There you go. Enjoy that, Joe. All right, that's it. We're ending. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.